Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We have a very rare Friday appearance by Mr. Brian Kilmeade coming up after the top of the hour. We'll cover a bunch of stories, get a preview of his show that airs on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. Every Friday and Monday at this time, we visit with Frank Cusimano from Channel 5. Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Great to be with you.
Where do we start? Hey, I saw there was a major Cardinals acquisition today. This is huge. Probably season-changing, if I'm not mistaken, right? We got this guy, Zach Kent, off of waivers from Cleveland. It's gonna change everything next year.
Give a ring. Get the sizes for the rings now.
What that will do for season ticket sales will be insane.
But in fairness, look, what we're looking at is, and we're finding this is not just a little tiny rebuild. This is a total rebuild, and that's probably good. I think that's what is needed right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, the winter meetings start on Sunday in Orlando, Florida, and I would not be shocked that at the end of the winter meetings, if, you know, Nolan Arenado is not on the team, if Brendan Donovan is not on the team. And you know what? I think there's been a little bit of movement and a little bit of momentum for Wilson Contreras,
yeah,
you know, possibly being moved. So, but look, you don't want to do like half of a facelift. You want to do the full facelift. And just anybody you have marketable that can make your team great down the road, then you do it.
I agree.
Frank, what does this tell you about, I guess, starting with the Sonny Gray trade? I know we talked about that earlier in the week, but based off of the aggressiveness, being able to attach the $20 million with it to get those better prospects, what does that tell you about just the direction in which the club is wanting to go in, how ownership is handling all this? What are your takeaways from the start of the offseason?
Well, I think it's this, is that we know that because the Cardinals have been good for a long time, we haven't had the chance to draft early. So that's one thing that we've had a problem with. The other thing is we haven't drafted that well. So now, you know, you put in that extra money and get a flame-throwing, 100-mile-per-hour throwing left-handed pitcher from Boston who could be a really good pitcher in your rotation for the next couple of years. So it's replenish the farm system, the farm system that used to be so great that has been so mediocre lately. I mean, I think that's the message here.
Were you at the soccer stadium for the World Cup party today by any chance?
I was not.
Any thoughts on the announcement of the brackets and everything? Soccer is not my world, so I defer to others when it comes to the World Cup and all these things.
Yeah, it's not my world either, so I wish I could comment on it.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't care that you don't. I just wanted to bring it up just to check off the box. Not a problem. How about the Blues as we head into the weekend?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that's Frank's
world. Yeah, and it's a sad world as we speak. You know, Mark, I thought last night was the night that, hey, I think there's something good's going to happen because Boston was without their three best players. Jim Montgomery was coming home to Boston. You know he wants to win there in a place he was fired. And you had Jordan Binnington playing the next game after he was yanked out in an embarrassing way on Monday night. Instead, you get drilled again. You know what's wild? Is on Monday night, Mark and Ethan, the Missouri Athletic Club is going to honor Jordan Binnington as their Sports Personality of the Year.
Jack Buck Awards.
They made it.
Yeah.
And they made the decision, you know, before the season. And it was a great decision. It always is at the MAC because, hey, Jordan Binnington was awesome in the Four Nations Faceoff. He led the Blues to the playoffs last year. But now Jordan Binnington is having the worst season of his career. You can look it up, goals against, save percentage. And on Monday night, he's going to be honored as a Sports Personality of the Year. And the bottom line is with the Blues, there's no end in sight. It's not like anybody's going to feel sorry for you. Oh, you've lost a few games in a row. No, they're going to keep laying the hammer down. I looked at the standings today. How about this? There's only one team in the National Hockey League without 10 victories, and that's the St. Louis Blues.
Wow.
I saw a quote. I believe it was Jeremy Rutherford. Maybe it was Matthew DeFranks. One of the two was talking about questions asked last night to Monty in the postgame, and effort got brought up again. Why the heck with this team is effort an issue, Frank? It makes no sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, it's baffling. I think too with this team, the talent level, you know, now that they've lost, you know, three key players to injuries, you can have a good effort, but you're just not going to be very good. And if your goalie can't stop the puck, you're just not going to win games. So it's shocking. It's depressing. It's really brutal.
So this is a fascinating story that I'm going to bring up. And Frank, I don't know if you've seen it yet. Have you seen the story about Georgia seeking damages for the transfer that went to Mizzou, Damon Wilson?
I have not.
Okay, this is I think just breaking here a couple hours ago, but this is could really be interesting with the landscape that exists out right now. It says Georgia's athletic department is headed to court to try to obtain $390,000 in damages from former standout defensive end who transferred from the school after his sophomore season. The Bulldogs have asked a judge to force former defensive end Damon Wilson, currently top pass rusher on Missouri's defensive line, to enter into arbitration to settle a clause in his former contract that serves effectively as a buyout fee for exiting his deal early. So he played there as a freshman, a sophomore, and then he transferred to Missouri. We're going to have more and more cases like this. Now, Bogdan Susan, who is an attorney that I know from like decades ago, who's representing the athlete here, says after all the facts come out, people will be shocked to see how the University of Georgia treated a student athlete. Well, lawyers always say that, but this could be one of those precedent-setting cases with NIL that I think a lot of people are going to keep an eye on.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, the interesting thing is that Coach Drink has been a big advocate of these two-year deals. So normally we think one-year deal NIL, but, yeah, Mark, this is just the tip of the iceberg with lawsuits like that.
But listen to the, you know, because everybody's curious, how much are these kids making? Like, how much are kids making in the CFP, you know, in the playoff? In this particular case, he had a 14-month contract with Georgia that was worth $500,000, monthly payments of $30,000 with two additional $40,000 bonus payments that would be paid shortly after the transfer portal window closed. So that's for a guy that's just on the defense at Georgia, right? I mean, this is incredible money for these collegiate players.
Yeah, and it's by position. He's an edge rusher, so he'll make a little more than, say, a right guard. But, yeah, that number does not surprise me, no.
Okay, Frank, the first time that the college football playoff ranking came out several weeks ago, I asked you going in, what is the thing you're keeping the closest eye on? And you talked about Notre Dame and Miami and what the ranking, how the committee's going to view those two. Well, it's been the most controversial thing all, I guess, and since the first ranking came out. And here we are, we're a couple of days away. Both of those teams do not play this weekend.
And Miami's going to get screwed.
Do you think it's set? Do you think it's settled, or do you think there's still a path?
Yeah, I know. I think if BYU wins, Notre Dame would be out. If BYU loses, then it comes down to Miami and Notre Dame, and I don't know how they could say that Notre Dame's going
to
get in.
If I had to bet
a milkshake, I would bet Miami right now because they're going to go head-to-head, and Miami deserves to be there.
I agree.
That'll be interesting. I think there's always going to be controversy. Now, how far, if you had to guess, how far are we away from a 24-team playoff? Because you get a figure it's going to happen in a couple of years.
Well, I think 16 is the one that makes the most sense. Get rid of the buys, have 16. Yeah, that's going to happen first. Yeah.
All right. Hey, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, the second greatest quarterback in St. Louis professional football history, Jim Hart, is going to be in studio. He's going to be honored at the Missouri Athletic Club. He's a guy I grew up idolizing. I am so excited about the interview. And then we're going to have Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin also in studio as they're also being honored. What a play-by-play team they are.
Jim Hart went to Niles West, where I used to grow up. That's where my mom and my aunts went, Niles West, in suburban Morton Grove, Illinois, or Niles. They were kind of right next to one another. Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you. And you're going to the Jack Buck Awards. I'm sure we'll preview that on Monday, right?
Sounds great.
All right, that's always a great event. I was there last year. And Ethan, have you been to one of those?
I have not.
They're really cool. You know, you have Jordan will be up there, but they also have different, you know, honorees that'll be up on the table. And it's a really, really special night at the MAC. Jane, you have a great weekend.
I will.
Go stream some television. We'll talk next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.